It's Enter the Light.
Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Friday night's show, Enter the Light, and it's January 26, 2018. We have a special guest tonight, along with the other special guest, and Shannon Johnson is our first special guest, and Sheila Quinn is our other second special guest, and we are all here together. My name is Jan Drake-Balke. For a good night of healing and readings and talking and sharing. And so what I wanted to do first was I'd like to read the bios for each one of them so that you get an idea of who these people are, and they are really amazing. This is their life work. They do this, you know, this is what they do. And so anyway, Shannon Johnson is a metaphysical facilitator and medium with 20 years experience working with spirit. Her spirit team helps access information to assist in life journeys, including past lives, Akashic records, and current soul contracts. Her team provides what is needed to assist without interfering in free will or contractual agreements to help you feel more empowered in your life. You can find Shannon on Facebook, and her website is http://LadyAstral67.wixsite, which is wixsite.com/home. And that's Shannon Johnson. And Sheila Quinn. Sheila is an empath, a life coach, a public speaker, blogger, and radio show host, a survivor of abuse. Sheila's journey of enlightenment has brought some amazing people and lessons into her life. With the help of her guides and angels, Sheila now works to help others through these challenges. Contact Sheila at http://creatingtheimpossibleinyou.com and on Facebook, https://www.facebook.com/creatingtheimpossibleinyou. And Sheila is also one of the admins for the Channeling Eric group, which is a phenomenal position to have. And my name is Jan Drake-Balke. I'm a certified psychic intuitive medium, sharing messages and helping discover the totem animals who guide you along your way, as well as doing readings and working on missing persons and crime cases. I also work on poetry, and you can find me at www.wefindourway.com and on Facebook, Jan Drake-Balke. I guess I really don't need to do that HTTP stuff, but that's what it has in front of everybody's website. So anyway, the theme tonight is change, and that's a really cool theme, and I have a few poems, but I want to hand it over to our host. And so I will love to just go ahead and let Shannon go ahead if you want to, and if not, Sheila. Shannon, if you want to.
Sure.
Okay.
So we have three guarantees in life. If you make it through the birth canal, you're now here. Guarantee one. Guarantee two, we're all going to check out at some point. Death and passing away. Guarantee number two is checked off. Number three is change. Life is all about change. And when we're confronted with it, a lot of times it's really scary. We like to get into our nice little safe spots, and we want to keep it that way. But the body changes, life changes. Our outlook changes, our interactions change. And then spirit, our lovely spirit guides, they like to give us a few nudges here and there too, that you're not quite moving in directions that are really good for you. And so they'll prompt another kind of change. But how do we know when those changes are good ones or not so good ones? And your guides are always there to help you if you just ask them, help show me a way. And it goes on to those emotions. Feel it. when you're moving in a direction of change that is positive and got growth and a lot of exploration for you, the movement of energy just starts bringing it in. Things fall into place and we're like, yeah, this is great. Mm-hmm. But when we're looking at a goal and you start moving in that direction and you're changing things, but we're meeting resistance after resistance, nothing seems to be going right. Everything that could go wrong is happening, and we're just stuck. That's a time to check in. Check in with yourself. Check in with your guide team. When you're meeting resistance, it doesn't mean that goal is not for you. It means the direction that you're moving in needs to alter it. And the more that you begin to shift it, even small bits, you'll find that you begin to move more into alignment with a change that's good for you, even the tough ones. But you're going to find movement, and you're going to find things start to happen in a much easier way. So never be afraid of change. Change is always going to be here. It's how we embrace it, how we work with it, how we notice our resistance that'll make all the difference. That's my skill on change.
That's great. That is so true, and that was so interesting to hear that. I love that, Shannon. Thank you. So true. And so I'm just going to go ahead and go to Sheila Quinn. Hi, Sheila.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I'm so glad you're here.
Well, thank you.
And
so
thank you for being here, too.
I appreciate it. So my take on change is that if you're tired of the way things are going, then you change it up. You know, when things aren't going the way you want it to do, then that means it's time to change and go in a different direction. You know, we have, we're human, we have the option of choice. And we can choose to stay in the same rut we're in, or we can say, you know, enough's enough, and I'm going to change it. And when it's time to make those changes, our guides and our angels are always there to back us up. They never leave your side. They're with you constantly. And sometimes, you know, like Shannon said, they'll nudge you and say, hey, you need to go this way and not that way. And but you have to be willing to make the changes.
Right.
Very true.
For sure. And for me, change is really hard. I'm not. Although I've had countless changes in my life, as most of us have, but I think I've had so many, and it's just been, maybe it's been part of the lesson that I was supposed to have here, was to have go through so many changes, and it's just quite a thing to go through. I mean, like, for instance, I like to just do a lot of times the same thing every day. I have a schedule and a routine, and I get up and I really do. I just have, like, I have a routine. And I was trained to be that way starting as a child. And it's, you know, you can get kind of stuck in something like that. And it's always good to change that up, too, and change the routine so that you're not just doing the same thing every day in and day out. But I'm so used to that. Although, once you change that, it's such a relief, and it's a freedom, too, you know. When I used to take class, I liked to be in the same exact spot in the room. I mean, it would be kind of hard for me to be in a different spot, you know, at a different angle with the teacher in front, because I'd like to be at that same angle. I mean, and looking at the mirror in a certain way. I mean, I know that sounds weird, but... So for me, I have to work on change, even though Virgo is a mutable sign, and it's a fixed sign. I mean, it's a mutable earth sign, which is they are able to change. And so I am able to change, and I don't count on everything for astrology, but I do have to work at it. And anyhow, I'm going to read a couple poems about change that I put up on Facebook last night. And so this one's called To Change, and it goes, "Nothing is written in stone, including one's philosophy or identity or feelings. If one chooses, we can count on change and how lucky we are to change." And that's that one. And then I wrote a couple words just saying, "Change is inevitable, we can count on it," which is so true. And then a very small poem called "So What? Change." "So what now? Change. We can count on it. So what if that happened? Get through it. There is better stuff ahead." Which is true, you know. I mean, it sometimes it's devastating when we go through changes too. It's really hard on us, like deaths and stuff. But who knows what? It could be so many things, different jobs, different all kinds of stuff. But we can always hope and know that maybe that door is not going to open for us, but maybe another door is going to be better for us, you know, that we can open in that change. And so, and this last little poem goes, it's called "I Can Change," and it says, "Because I believe it, therefore it is. I can change my destiny through my beliefs." And that's what we do. Whatever we're thinking, whatever we believe, is how we're going to live. And if we believe we can make a change, we will. And it'll be that much easier, you know. So that's what that poem was about. So anyway, that's my little thing on change. And it's always going to be there, like they both said. And we can always count on it for sure. It's the one thing we can count on. So with that, if anybody else has anything else to say, we've got a few callers lined up. If you want to get started, or if you have anything else to say on change,
just be open to it.
Right.
Exactly. Be open to it, because we have change in all forms. Whether it's, I mean, I'm 50. I look nothing like I did 25 years ago. Life changed it, you know. Living changed it. Age changed it, you know. It's some of the smallest things shift on a daily basis for us. And if we're aware that change is needed, or we're getting nudged towards it, sometimes what's on the other side seems really scary, but then once you start moving through it, it's like, gosh, you know what? This change actually feels pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly.
And of course we have free will not to make the change. We could do that too.
Mm-hmm. That's true. We don't opt out of the change.
Yeah, we just don't get a choice.
Yeah, it's better if we get a choice, definitely.
Yeah. You know.
And I'm the total opposite of Jan. I don't have a routine. I can't stay on a routine. I kind of fly by my pants. You know, I kind of make a calendar of what I need to get done, when I need to get it done by, but as in, like, getting up every day and doing this, I can't do that. It drives me crazy. I think it's the Gemini in me, you know?
Yeah.
But it is. Geminis like to bounce around with multiple things.
Yes. I have to have several things going on at once.
Yeah. And that's a wonderful thing to bring up. You both mentioned astrology, and mm-hmm. I love astrology, and I've been digging more into it. But it really gives us a nice little blueprint It's kind of like the cheat sheet that we have. Because each of us is unique. Our astrology chart is unique to each of us. And not just your sun sign. When you start getting into all the nitty-gritty detail stuff, you'd be amazed some of the things you find out about your life plan. There's clues in there about the personality that you wanted to work with and the things that, some of the things we go, God, I really didn't want to know that about myself, but yeah, that's me. They're there, and it can really help motivate us with some of the changes that we're faced in our life to kind of go, okay, you know what, yeah, this is kind of who I am. So if you're a person that likes a lot of change, I have one daughter that, my goodness, she is always this change, that change all the time, and I have another one that's like the steady stream, doesn't want to do a whole lot of change. But looking at them and their charts and their personalities, it totally makes sense how one is just loves change. She eats it up. She wants to be in multiple areas, moving around, meeting people. And the other one, she's very more serene and likes that more conformative. So it's a great cheat sheet for people to look into, especially if you're struggling with changes in your life that just seem like you have no control. If you look at that, look at your chart, get to know some of the little other aspects of you and see how that correlates with where you're moving and where your resistance is in the changes that are happening for you. Just a side note to throw in there because it popped in.
Oh, I know. It's so neat. It's so interesting. And I just found a piece of paper that I had, that I've had for a few years, of a list of what are my aspects on my chart. And I do have Gemini in there too. So that was kind of, it's neat to hear about that. And I know how that is. And I like to do lots of things at once too, but for some reason I like a pattern of the same thing usually, of the daily thing, or just like a daily structure. But I think a lot of that too was just the way I was brought up. And I totally relate to what you're saying, Shannon, about the chart. It's so interesting. I love astrology too. I mean, I really do.
I'm a Scorpio,
deep
intense,
want to
focus on it. Oh, I
know. Scorpio, I love Scorpio too. Scorpio is a great sign too. So, Scorpio is that. My mother was a Scorpio, and I've known a lot of psychics. It seems like a lot of psychics are Scorpio, too. And I have a Scorpio moon. Anyway, on and on. I could go on because I do.
We'll
I
have to add that for a topic one night. There you go.
Yeah, we should.
Absolutely.
So we really do have a lineup here. And I think we can, if you want to, we can start. Unless there's any more about the subject, we can get started. Shall we, or what? Okay, Sheila. All right. So I'm just going to go to 631. They've been waiting the whole half hour here. And here we go. 631, welcome to the show.
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my phone call.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Thanks for waiting. What's your name and where are you from?
Suzanne, Long Island.
Oh, great.
I didn't know if I could ask a specific question or not.
Sure, I think so.
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. I took a position, but I was subbing, and I just didn't feel it was right for me, but a bus company for monitor, to be a bus monitor called last week, but they have a position still open, and I just called today, and they're going to tell me Monday, and then I have an interview for a different bus company at 8:30 in the morning. Do you see me getting either one? I want to do that plus like lunch monitor in the middle.
I can go ahead and give an animal if you want me to.
Yeah, go ahead, Jen.
Okay. So right away, Suzanne, when you start talking immediately, I'm seeing the stars. I'm seeing like outside. We were just talking about astrology too, so that could be why I was seeing this, you know, like this whole thing of stars outside. But there's this beautiful little deer with a real rosy nose. It almost looks like a reindeer, but it's not. It's a deer, and but it's a real young one, and it has a very red nose. So let's just see what kind of message the deer wants to has here for this situation. It might help you. And it's just coming in really, really well. And deer, the key words for deer are gentleness, compassion, grace, intuition, and hidden strength. And it's important to remember that there's great strength that lies in the heart of gentleness. And sensitive and acutely aware of those around you, you know instinctively when to push and when to allow. Your intuition and listen to your intuition and then proceed gently. Perhaps you are contemplating change or need to resolve a situation. So be warm and careful rather than forceful, and perhaps you need to be watchful in a new situation. So that's a really neat message concerning just right now when you're considering there's two different possibilities for you. And to watch how you're feeling about each one of them. I'd have to do a more of a meditation, but I was leaning towards the second one when you were talking about that. And that I think that's all I'll say, and I'll go ahead and let someone else go and talk about this. But I was leaning towards this when you were talking about one of the first one, the first job, and then the second job. I was sort of lighting up about the second one that you were talking about.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So anybody else want to?
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready. Hi, Suzanne.
Hello.
So on these two different ones, I pick up that you're actually going to be able to choose between them.
Oh, no.
I'm definitely hearing to do interview both of them, not just them interviewing you. And then, again, with the deer, that was perfect, Jan, because one of my notations is you're going to need to really listen to your heart and your intuition on which one to choose. One's going to feel a whole lot better than the other. The second one does have a stronger pulse to it, I guess is the best way to put it. It feels like that one may end up having more of the flexibility that you want to be able to do other endeavors along with it. But again, they are saying interview them as much as they're interviewing you. And your heart is going to tell you which one to say yes to. Okay.
And okay. Do you think they're both going to hire me then?
There's going to be interest from both of them, yes. But it does feel like when you're interviewing them, for me, the first one that you mentioned, feels a little more muddy is the only way I can explain it, because when you're looking at energetically, they just have a different feel for me. One has more of a muddy feel, which to me is kind of like, well, it would work, but it's not going to give you everything that you're wanting. The other one feels more shiny. It's
cool.
Got a stronger energetic pulse to it. But again, I will say again, the guides are saying you really want to interview them as much as they're interviewing you, and you're going to know as soon as you say yes that you made the right choice.
Okay.
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 And I'll hand you off to Sheila.
The only thing that I'm getting is, like, she's telling you to interview them the night before you go in. Make sure you write down all the questions you want to know about the company, like their insurance, 401k, what they offer, what they don't offer, pros and cons. Make sure you have everything written down, because that way you don't forget anything. Make note of your surroundings. You know, is it going to be safe for you to be there, like from walking to and from your car? I'm just getting that kind of feel that you just need to look around you, see how other employees respond on the job, how do they look like they're happy at work, or do they look like they're just there to get a paycheck? And that's what I'm getting.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
You do see change with work or maybe love life or something this year, I'm hoping.
I don't see any other thing coming up right this moment.
Well, that gives you some pretty good ideas, Suzanne, and I think it'll be fun to hear back on what happens. Will you call us back and let us know?
Sure. When are you going to be on again?
We'll be on next week.
Oh, all right. I should know about them, either one or both, by next week.
Yeah, we're
okay,
here
great.
Every Friday night.
All right, good. I'll call back then.
Okay, good.
Yep.
All right, thank
you. All right, well, yeah, good luck.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, Okay, great. That was really good. Let's see. 229's been waiting a really long time. Here we go. Welcome, 229. How are you?
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, for sure.
Yes. My name is Melvin, and I just have a question about a friend I just met today at the laundromat, and I just want to know, do you see anything? Do y'all see anything with that? The exchange numbers and
with the friend? Did you say you were asking about a friend? What was going on with that?
Yes, ma'am. I mean, we exchanged phone numbers at the laundromat, and you know, she seemed interested in meeting me, and I just want to know, is she someone that, you know, I won't be wasting my time with, or someone really true?
Okay. Well, right away, I saw two animals, and so the first one was a lion, and the second one was a dog. So let's see what – those are both really kind of different animals, but that's okay.
Yeah.
It's all right. But lion has dignity, these are the key words: authority, wisdom, patience, and family. And let's see here. As a symbolic guardian, the image of the lion can be found on thrones, palaces, and temples. And lion is a animal of a centered person who is loving but also assertive, and a natural leader, and better in a group than alone. They have a presence. They have a strong life purpose. They know how to follow their heart. And and not afraid to speak up or even roar when needed. And they're a model of cooperation, affection, and patience. So that's one aspect. And then I saw a dog. And let's go to that and see. Lion is a great animal, too. I mean, that's a beautiful message.
About the lion.
The dog's, uh-oh. Let's see. Dog, the key words for dog is loyalty, unconditional love, watchfulness, and companionship. And they descended from the wolf. It's one of the oldest domesticated animals. And the strong spirit of the dog is not easily broken. It will still display love toward even a cruel owner who bends its nature to his or own needs. And we know that about dogs. Dogs, as a totem, are intelligent, loving, and loyal, and devoted to their family. And they enjoy social occasions, eager to help, and may be a leader, and adept at counseling. Dogs are really, really neat animals.
Yeah, what,
you know?
Yes, ma'am. What kind of puzzled me is that, you know, everything I said, you know, to her, she like, yes, you know. She's like 35. She doesn't even look 35. But she has no kids. And and she's willing to, you know, meet me, come over, maybe we go out or something. She's willing to do all of that. And I was like, oh, my God. So it just caught me off surprise. I'm like, yeah.
Nice.
But I don't know. Do you see this working out for us? I mean, maybe on a longer, you know, getting to know each other, and for us, like, in a relationship, like her moving with me, because I stay alone.
Right.
She has no. She has no kids.
She has no kids. You know what? The image that I'm getting is a balloon. It's like there's a balloon out in the outside, you know, going up in the air, and I'm just sort of seeing like it's kind of up in the air, kind of thing. And so, I would just take it slowly and not. I know, of course, that's what you want to know. You want to know if it's going to turn into a long-term thing or if it's going to work out and all that stuff. But right now, what I'm seeing right now is just this balloon that you can just kind of look around and take it slowly. And it's kind of up in the air right now. It's kind of, you know, in that range. And just enjoy yourself. And have you gone out on the date? Did you go out on that date?
No, ma'am. I just met her today at the laundromat.
Oh, okay. Oh, just today? Oh, yeah. Really? Oh, how exciting. That is so neat, Melvin. I'm so happy for you. But
she wants to get out,
right?
Yeah, I mean, yes, ma'am. She's very verbal. She's not that type that holds things back. You know, I was like, wow, is this something? Because some women, you know, they try to, you know, see if the man got any money or whatever like that. I just basically want to know if she's being real. You know, she's just trying to juggle my pocketbook, juggle my wallet.
Well, I know. You need to be, just be careful of that, of course, because we know what you've been through. You've been through quite a bit, and and you need to take care of yourself. That's the main thing, is to take care of yourself. But I'm just giving you this, and that's all. I'm just going to leave you with that. And
okay.
But the other two give you what they feel. But I still do see the balloon, and it's like it looks really fun. It looks really fun. So go out and have a good time. You know what I mean? Just enjoy it. And I'm not getting an answer like, oh, this is going to be a big marriage or a long, you know, I'm not getting all that type of information right now. I'm just getting having fun and having being light and being airy and just have a good time. You know what I mean? And just don't get too heavy into it. Don't get too heavy into it right now, even though I know you want to know. And all that, I understand, of course you do. But just right now, just maybe just look at it in a real light way and just enjoy yourself. You know what I mean?
Right.
And don't worry about all that stuff right now. Just have fun, and you deserve it. You sure do.
Thank you. I do.
Hi. Okay. And Shannon or Sheila? Shannon?
Hi, Melvin.
Hi.
Go ahead, Sheila. Go ahead.
I'm not getting anything. I'm sorry.
No, that's bad.
No, it's not.
No, I'm messing with you. Wow. Okay.
Hi, Melvin. It's Shannon. How are you?
Hey, all right, Miss Shannon. How are you today?
I'm doing very well, thank you. So, yeah, they are kind of being a little secretive with us about this, and that's because they don't want to regroup, new tongue.
Yeah.
They don't want to interfere with your free will of choice, okay?
Right.
But what I am getting about this, they're showing me this woman is very independent. She's got a very strong personality. She's really been getting to know herself, and she is very vocal, very straightforward, lays it out.
Wow.
Okay. They're also bringing up for you that, remember, all adventures in relationships have value because we grow from them. Sometimes we learn about us. Sometimes we learn about ourselves through the reflection of the other person. So let go of expectations and allow it to bloom in whatever form it's going to take, whether it moves into a friendship, a romantic relationship, or it's just for a short period of time and then dissolves. They're like, it's all good. Because this person you guys met, you clicked, there's a purpose in it for you both to find.
Yeah.
Even if it's just awesome conversation. So they're like, have fun. Go with it. Be true to yourself. And allow the movement to take its shape whenever it needs to.
Okay.
Go ahead.
What's going through her head? I was like the lean back person, and she was more aggressive with the conversation. But when she see me, did she like, okay, that's a nice looking guy? I'm gonna try to talk to him. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, she's really interested. Cause what I'm trying to get to is that you all know me, and I don't want my feelings to get hurt. I don't want to waste her time or mine. And I just, you know, basically want to know. Is she about game or she's real?
She's being presented as being real.
Okay.
Now, as far as her thoughts and all of that, they're not allowing me access to that because I don't have her permissions. Spirit's really good about that. I don't have permission to invade her space. They were only able to give me a little glimpse that she is a very strong woman in who she is, and that this would be a good adventure for you to explore. So they're kind of like, you know, don't dive in with both feet and be like, okay, I'm going out on this date, and in 5 years, I'm marrying this woman. And we're like, go out on the date and be like, whatever happens is going to happen. And allow it to flow and be open to whatever opportunity will be there. So they're like, hurt feelings, we learn from those. We learn a lot about ourselves. So don't fret or focus on that. Focus on what is this person, I want to enjoy a little bit more time with them, and allow that to then bring the movement where it progresses in whatever direction it needs to move into. Okay?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Go have fun.
Yeah. Just shock a little bit, that's all. Well, not a little bit, a lot, to be honest with you.
They happen that way, Melvin. They happen
that
way.
I see. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, when I met my life mate, I kept telling him no. For 3 weeks, I told that man no. And then finally one day I said, I need to get out of the house. And what happened? Spirit put him right in the doorway when I opened it, and he said, when are we going out? And I said, okay, we're going tonight. And guess what? We're here 18 years later. So you just never know when Spirit kind of moves you on what the future will bring to you.
Oh, yeah.
So enjoy it and just go have a fun date or go have a fun lunch and some awesome conversation. And let the rest be what it's going to be.
Yeah, you're right. You're so right, because, I mean, it was like, boom, boom, like, I asked her a question. Yeah, sure. You know, and then she asked me a question. Yeah, sure. And then it was all these yes and sures. And I'm like, Lord, what is this?
Yeah, maybe give her a call and have a long conversation.
Yeah, we've been texting all day since I left the laundromat today. I told her, I said, I define you as I don't know you, but you seem like a very nice young lady. And she said, thank you. I was like, oh, my God, here we go. But I'm happy because she made me happy, and I hope I made her happy, so... We'll see what happens.
She's still talking to you.
I promise I'll keep you all up to date. But I did say, I asked her before she left, I said, look, are you for real? She said, yes. I said, okay, all right. And I just sat down. I'm like, oh, boy, let me get a cup of coffee. But that's a good feeling, though, to know that somebody... And, you know, I've been on a relationship for a long time, and somebody, you know, steps in and kind of shows some interest.
Yeah.
And I just, I don't, I'm not saying that she may not be the one for me, but, you know, she may be. So just like you all said, I just have to just see what happens.
Right, and I agree with Shannon. Just go to a place that, you know, like a lunch is a real safe, nice, easy way to break the ice, you know? And talk on the phone like you have been, or texting, but just take it easy, you know what I mean? Just go see what it's about. Go see what it's about, on the lunch, and see how that feels and you deserve to have some fun. My goodness.
Yeah, go with your gut instinct. instincts. Your gut will tell you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And Phil, definitely will tell me. Okay,
yep.
Thank you all so much. God bless you all.
God bless you. And thanks for coming in.
Okay, thank you. I'll keep you all up to date.
We'll talk to you later. Okay, keep us up to date.
All right.
Talk to you later.
All right, bye-bye.
Good to hear from you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Okay. Awesome. It was nice to hear from Melvin. And also Sue says hello to you, Melvin. You're probably off air in case you're listening. She says hello. And we all... Oh, good, yeah. Sue says hello, and I'm sure Lynn does too. And Lynn says, hooray, sweet Melvin. That's really nice.
Okay.
So we'll talk to you later and have a good time.
All right. You all have a blessed weekend.
We will. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Oh, that was great. Okay. Great readings for him. And we have several here, and I'm just going to go right to them because they've been waiting. These people are still hanging in. It's so cool.
Was Melvin 229?
Yes, he was.
Okay, I'm going to put it on mute.
The next one is 312 because that was 34 minutes. Do you want to bring him in, Sheila?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool.
Oh, hello. Thank you. My name's Karen.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
Thank you for taking my call. My question is, I have a work project starting in 2 weeks, and that's going to go for a month. But I'm wondering if you see a more permanent job or something else coming for me afterwards, after I finish that project.
Okay. Well, Jan is going to take this one first because she wants to read your totem.
Okay.
All right.
So Jan.
Thank you. So, hi, Karen.
Hello there.
Right away, I just see this duck here. So, that's what I see. Just coming in loud and clear.
Oh, okay.
And duck is a water. It relates to water a lot and emotions. So, I'm trying to find where it is. Oh, shoot. How come they don't have it? They listed it, and now they don't show it. It's a really neat animal. It does relate to the emotions and to water and let's see what else. It's also a fertile time and a time to have fun also and a time to get silly.
Oh.
And also if in time of turmoil, the turmoil is going to pass. So now you can release any pent-up emotions that you've suppressed. So it's a good time to do that. And also, the more you accept yourself just as you are, the more it opens you to your true spiritual path. So do whatever it takes to regain your sense of humor and play. And it's also a beginning of a new cycle for either work or relationship, and it helps you move through difficult emotional entanglements, and also it's telling you to have more fun and to lighten up and take things so seriously, and it represents having a big heart and willing to give to anyone and enjoying the company of others. And also being very amiable and accessible and resilient, and that you're able to bounce back very easily too. So that's a cool duck is a cool animal.
Oh, yeah, that's the first time I've ever gotten that one. So that's
oh, really?
A good one. Thank you. Yeah, I've never gotten that card yet before.
Okay. Yeah, well, I saw it right around you. I saw it for you, so I think it may be helpful for you. Hopefully that those messages are. And,
yes, I need more fun in my life. Yeah, that's, you got that.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to pass you over to Shannon or Sheila.
Shannon, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Do you want to go first?
Sometimes.
It's okay. You can quiet. I'm what?
Yeah. Hi, Karen.
Hello.
Hello there.
So I'm being told that there are some other positions that will be coming up after this, but they're being really firm about you starting to manifest what you're wanting out of the next offer, because some of them are kind of just bleh, and they're like, she really needs to start making some solid, this is what I want, and this is what I deserve in the next position that comes my direction. Because they say sometimes you kind of wish-wash about yourself on whether you deserve something that you're really ready for and ready to take on, but then you go, well, this is what I was offered, so I'll take it. So, like, start empowering yourself in who you are and start manifesting what you want that next project, that next job offer move to be. And they do show that there's going to be a few popping up, but it's going to be your choice in which one really feels like it empowers you and works with, I want a different word. Give me a different word.
Fire.
They're saying in alignment with your goals.
Okay.
Yeah, alignment with your goals. Okay.
Okay. I understand that.
Great. Great. And that's what I have for you, hon. Sheila, what you got?
Well, I'm getting, she's got conflict going on. She's confused about it. And you have to pick what inspires you. Like Shannon said that, you know, you've got several opportunities coming. And don't, you know, listen to them all and don't take the first one, but don't,
okay.
Don't forget the first one, you know, hear them all out before you choose which one, you know.
Yeah.
And put down, you know, make a list of what you want in this next position you want and manifest it, because once you write it down and you put it in thought and you put it out there in the universe, then it'll come to you.
Okay.
And you just, you know, you've got to be open to it and it'll come.
Okay.
And that's what I'm getting.
Okay. Okay. I understand that too. And I'll start that. Write it down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Details are important.
Okay.
Yep.
When you're manifesting, details are important for you.
Okay.
Yeah, make sure you write down everything that you you're wanting and looking for in that job. Just like you would write a list of, like, if you're building a home, every little detail you want in that home, or like if you were looking for a man, every detail that you're looking in for a man. Because if you aren't specific, you're not going to get that specific job that you're looking for. Does that make sense?
Right. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
That definitely makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, and I can do that too. I definitely can do that. Thank you.
Well,
yeah. Thank you, Karen, for calling in. Thank you, ladies. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Karen.
Right, have a good night.
Please call back and let us know how it all goes for you, too.
I will. Thank you.
Okay. All right. That was great. So on the board here, the next one I think is 219, Sheila. Wait a minute. They've been waiting 40 minutes. Oh, my gosh.
Good evening. How are you? 219? Are you still there?
Was that Melvin?
No, Melvin was 229.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Well, I'll put them back on mute and we'll watch and see if maybe they come back.
Okay.
They might have put their phone down for a minute.
Okay.
Now we're going to go to 407.
Okay, cool.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. I'm doing fantastic.
Welcome to the show.
Why, thank you. Thank you for having the show. Whoever's got the creatingtheimpossibleinyou.com website, the pictures just literally touch my soul. That is such a beautiful website.
Well, thank you. That's mine. And what inspired that was when I was going through my awakening and change in my life, it was brought back. My life was summed up as like a chrysalis of a butterfly, and how I was emerging from that chrysalis into a beautiful butterfly. And so my business and everything I have has something to do with the butterflies. So that's my inspiration on that.
It's soft, it's soothing, it's got all natural, earthy, colorful tones, and very, very feminine. I also have blogs, and I also enjoy writing. Would love to be a paid writer working from home because it just flows to me and through me. And but, you know, there's the other part where you actually have to have a tangible income. And I'm also, like, the theme of the colors and vacillating between choosing which part-time job to stick with. But you know what? Whatever you all have to offer me, we've got the new moon coming up on the 31st, or the full moon. So I know that we're all in a huge, huge state of influx. So whatever you ladies have to offer me, I'm open.
Okay.
And what was your name?
Lori.
Lori. Okay, well, Lori, Jan's going to talk with you first.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Lori.
Hi.
Jan here. Hi.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too, and thanks for calling in. Right away, there's a horse here for you. And it's the horse, though, is really like, I don't want to say bucking, but it's kind of like... It's moving around and it's not, you know, running fluidly. It's bucking. That's all I can say. I guess that's the only word I can come up with. But that's okay. It looks like it needs to flow and get itself rid of things. so it can flow more. You know what I mean? It's like it's getting rid of energy and things like that. It has a lot of energy, though, in this horse that I'm seeing. And according to this, horse's mobility, strength, divination, loyalty, compassion, power, and speed. And it has, it helps you rise above the mundane and see things from a higher spiritual perspective. And it means that your intuition is finely tuned, and also to use your intuition, and that you're sensitive to others and to think before you speak, a compassionate person, a friendly person, and to know that freedom of mind and spirit. You know that freedom of mind and spirit. And you tend to look on the grand adventure of life. If horse has shown up, perhaps you are needing, you're in a rut and you need to travel to broaden your horizons or simply free yourself from an unhealthy relationship or situation. And that's what the hell, that's what I saw in this horse. It was like bucking and moving around, you know, in various different directions, like trying to free itself from something. So moving in a new direction will help you recognize your own power, and it'll help you assert your freedom. So that's what horse is all about, asserting freedom and empowering yourself. And possibly they also, when they come in, they all, it means you might want to take a trip to free your mind a little bit so that you can, you know, be more open to your intuition and just your whole spirit, free your spirit a little bit up. That's what I'm, that's the main message I'm getting here, is to free your spirit, which will help you make a decision on the jobs. And so anyway, does that, do you feel anything about that horse for you?
And how, like I started off by saying that I write, I need to free myself from the corporation and the entities that are stalking me and harassing me and stealing my intellectual property. Looking at writing, at creating the impossible really, really resonated with home, because she's talking about wanting to self-publish, and that's how I need to liberate myself, because I do have to kick and scream, because every time I write something, even on a published website, it gets copied. They manipulate the Google web searches, and it's my stuff. It's coming from my heart. And yes, I am bucking. I am kicking, because there's no rhyme or reason why I've been targeted like that.
Wow. Gosh almighty, no wonder why I was seeing a horse doing that. Ooh, no. Yeah, you do. You need to, that's exactly what I was feeling. You need to free yourself of that, get rid of that somehow, and gosh, I'm wondering if you need to get away from that whole area with your writing, not put it in that, I'm not sure where you're writing and stuff, but or who you're around, but free yourself of those people somehow. Get away from them. And,
I write on my own blog, but that doesn't help.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, the only thing I can do is self-publish, because that's the way, yeah.
And have you thought of trying out different publishers?
You know, my emails get intercepted, and it's like they start off really, really nice, and then I never hear back from them. And somebody is literally usurping all of my efforts. It's been going on for 7 years. I just don't know how to stop it. Yeah, I just don't know how to stop it. I'm not the only one. This happens to a lot of people. I'm not unique.
Right.
I have a voice, and I'm determined. So the difference between me and other people is they give up after 2, 3, 4 years. I'm going on my 7th, so I'm not going to give up if I come this far.
Oh, no, don't give up. Definitely not. Wow. Well, self-publishing is so that's what you want to do then. A lot of people do that too.
I know why now. Not because of anything other than the fact that they have to almost do things in secret, because there's people following you. There's people that, you know, name recognition. Yeah, it's a real wicked business. It's no different than Hollywood. I'm not in the business, but just because of my joy, and my joy creates into ability, which creates into something that may or may not be liked, but it does get read. And I just need to free myself from all this darkness that's following me and exploiting it. And I know who they are. They're a handful of people. They have an insight in the industry that I don't. So I have to do it privately. Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, that sounds, oh dear, I'm sorry to hear all this. I'm a writer too. That's really, gosh.
Yeah.
I'm gonna hand you over to Shannon or Sheila and see what the next messages say about this.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Your message was spot on, by the way.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Shannon, you go ahead and chime in first. I'll be the last.
Okay. Lori, I'm hearing a couple of different things. One is addressing the monetary issues while doing the creative process. And they're bringing up about finding something fun that's a dabble in your interest, as far as bringing in income to take care of the day-to-day expenses.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of breaking from the corporate world into something that's a little more flirty and fun. And, yeah, it's just a job. It's just another outlet to take care of a need.
Mm-hmm.
But they're also bringing up about your writing and bringing it, I feel like, you know, you don't need to stop the blog, but shift some aspects of it. And bringing more of it into a personal context that would then be published, if this makes sense. They're like, share some things on your blog, little bits, but that really deep creative process that you've been working on, you've got a lot of material that's ready to be put together.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they're like, start focusing on that.
Mm-hmm.
And even pulling some of it off of the web.
Okay.
Yeah. And then start your creative process in building your story, because they're showing me that you've got a lot of content that's ready to be put together, and that'll be like the first part one.
Okay.
But this is also going to bring out a new, oh goodness, they're bringing up rebirth.
Yeah.
We're going through a rebirth through this. So it's like taking all of the old content, putting it into a context that's like, this is part one or chapter one, so to speak, book A, and then allow yourself to get really deep into the next one, and it's going to be like you are going through a full life rebirth in that process, and you're going to be amazed at what part two comes out as. And they're like, don't put it all on the web. You can put little blips, little pieces, but keep that meat in your hands and let it grow and flourish, and you're going to have an awesome piece put out as your part two that's going to knock the socks off of people. This is going to help little by little as you're getting it out there to eventually... the writing is going to end up taking over as the full-time career, and you'll be able to let the other one go. They're like, the other one's just to be able to make sure you got roof over your head and food in your mouth. But it's also not going to be so mentally constraining that you're going to come home exhausted and not be able to do your creative outlet. Okay.
That's exactly correct. That is my dream. That is what I've put out into the universe. That is exactly the way I see myself. I didn't know about the part two, but it's par for the course, because every 6 months or so, my outlet or the writing, I call it my outlet, but the writing has a little bit of a tweak or a shift or a turn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, great. You got some great validation. I like that.
I did.
Yeah.
It's soothing. It's really soothing. Because you don't think that it's just your grandiosity. It's soothing that what I'm feeling and what I'm picking up intuitively is not just me. It is legit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Very
good.
Yeah.
All right. And I will hand you off to Miss Sheila.
Okay.
Well, hi. Well, what I got was that, you know, you're a very spirited person. You have a very spirited personality. And you have a lot of passion for what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you're wanting to self-publish. So I would tell you, have you ever heard of the website Fiverr?
Fiverr, yeah, but I got hacked on that one, so I stopped using it.
Did you?
And on Hub Pages, I mean, this has been going on for 7 years. I've hit them all. Yeah.
Well, I was just saying that you can get somebody on, you can pay someone $5 to create you a cover.
Uh-huh.
You know, a book cover.
Uh-huh.
You know, tell them what you want, and they'll create you a book cover. And then also on Fiverr, they have editors that will go in there, and you tell them you wanted it edited for Kindle,
mm-hmm.
and you want them to go in there and set it all up so that all you have to do is upload it to Amazon, and
mm-hmm.
what they'll do is edit all your work,
mm-hmm.
and then you take your book cover, your edited work, and you upload it on Amazon, and that's
mm-hmm.
your self-published book, and people can buy it online. They can download it instantly. You set your own price. You can price it anywhere from 99 cents to $10.
Mm-hmm.
And the more downloads you get and the higher
mm-hmm.
rankings you get on Amazon,
mm-hmm.
then a book publisher, the book publishers keep watch on Amazon all the time. And
okay.
if they watch that go up and see that your sales are going up, you're going to
mm-hmm.
get an offer from a publisher. They're going to say,
oh,
we want to put it in hardback. We want to put it in stores. And but that's what you've got to do. You've got to self-publish it first, then upload
okay.
it on Amazon.
Okay.
But like she said, you know, your books are about to blow. You need to be more self-confident in yourself.
Uh-huh.
I would look into getting an attorney about
uh-huh.
the plagiarism that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And once you are copyrighted by the publishing company
mm-hmm.
And someone plagiarizes you, the publishing company will go after them. And it'll be their attorneys doing it.
Yeah.
But don't let anybody copy your work. You know, fight for it.
Yeah.
So,
oh, I've got
it. But I'm just, you know, just get it self-published up on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to go in there and you get your own it's a merchant account.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, it's a merchant account that you where you can sell stuff on Amazon, and you just tell them, you fill out a little form and say that you want to upload downloadable books and sell them that way. There is a billion people a day that shops on Amazon every day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And with Amazon, you will get paid once a month, but I think the first time you get paid, you have to wait 60 days, but
mm-hmm.
it's all in one lump sum.
Okay.
And I think that's where, you know, you need to go and
mm-hmm.
do that.
Okay.
And that's what I'm seeing for you.
Wow. Right up my alley,
and,
yes. Wow.
And fill out the little contact form on my website, the Creating
mm-hmm.
Impossible You.
Mm-hmm.
Send me your email address. There is a guy, I can't think of his name right this minute, But he teaches a course on self-publishing, how to get your books on Amazon, how to get it edited, and I will find the information and I will send it to you. And he does an awesome job. He's been on CNN. He's been on all the talk shows, all the TV shows. He has the number one downloadable book on Amazon.
Wow. I would
Yeah, so that information out and send it to me, and I will look it up for you.
I'm doing that right now as we speak.
Okay. But that's all I see for you tonight.
That's everything.
Okay. Well, you have a great night, and we'll talk to you. And don't forget to let us know how it goes.
Indeed, I will. Thank you so much.
All right. You have a good night.
I'm blessed. Thank you so much. Appreciate everyone.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was great.
Okay. So do we want to
make
that?
A note?
I will give it to you. I'll send you all the information too, because I can't think of the guy's name, but he's a little blonde, skinny kid, and he's in his 20s. And I mean, he's making bank. So let's see if 219 is still there. Okay.
Okay. Hello?
Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, okay. Yes,
and,
I have a question.
Okay, and your name is?
Liz, L-I-Z.
Liz?
Yes.
What can we do for you tonight, Liz?
Yes, I'm trying to find out what direction I should go in. I mean, I was thinking about going back to school, and I'm just wondering, is that the right direction?
What are you wanting to go back to school for?
Finish my master's in counseling, mental health counseling.
Okay. Well, let Jan pull up your totem and see what she gets for you, and then we'll go from there.
Okay. All right. Hi, Liz.
Hello.
That's a really neat thing to do, to get your master's in counseling. That's awesome. So the animal that I saw right away was a dove. But the unusual thing that I saw was somebody was, like the dove was on, was walking on something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And like someone was, it had like a, what do you call it, the thing around its neck that you pull, that you hold, that you take them on. What's that called? The leash. Someone was taking the dove on a leash, which is, you know, that doesn't usually happen. I'm not quite sure what that means, but as I look it up, we can kind of see what that might mean. That maybe being a little careful, a little too careful or something, but dove means serenity and spirit, peace and love. And it's a symbol of great wealth and also the feminine. And it represents the purest and most powerful force a person can experience, which is love. And love transcends the physical realm, raises the spirit, and develops the soul. But many challenges are part of the dove as a totem. It may mean that you become a healer, which you're talking about being a counselor. And it may mean that you have been deeply wounded at some point in your life, which the dove helps pull you out of. And it may mean also to be dedicated to walking a spiritual path also. And let's see. Often there's a sense of peace when with the dove, and and receiving love and et cetera. And it may mean also that at some point on your path you may have lost your way, but the challenge, that's the challenge here, and the dove is coming in to help you bring peace and balance into your world and to help you find your way. And it's a motivator. It's also a motivational kind of sign also. So it just feels like it's going right along with what you may be, what you're trying to do here, starting
okay.
something, getting, you know, involved with what you're doing. So that's, I think it's a real positive sign for you, a real positive animal and coming in right now.
Okay.
I wish you luck on that. To me, counseling, I love counseling. I've gone to counseling myself. I think it's a fantastic tool. And, you know, some people think, oh, wow, you've gone to counseling. You're just crazy. Well, no, actually. I mean, yeah, I probably am crazy. But counseling is such, it's just like going and getting a massage for the brain, you know. It's like getting a massage.
Right.
And it's having a chat with a friend is what it is. And it's one of the best things you can possibly do for yourself. That's what I think. And so we're doing psychic counseling right now. And so anyway, I think it's great that you may be getting your master's. So good luck and congratulations.
Great.
And carry on with the dove.
Thank you.
Bring the dove with you. Well, the dove is with
you,
so yeah, you're welcome.
Oh, okay.
Shannon, if
yeah.
Or Sheila.
Hi, Liz.
Hello.
How are you?
Okay.
I got lots of different little notes for you.
Okay.
So you are a healer. You're not becoming a healer. You are a healer. You were a healer before you came here, and you're a healer this time. Just starting to touch into it, but they're showing me that you're also highly empathic, which means that you
yes.
feel what people are going through, and
yes.
which is also the clairsentient ability. And they're saying that's going to be a very valuable tool for you with the work. They're like, yeah, go
okay.
for the school. Do it.
Okay.
But with that, they are also bringing up that there's also going to be a focus on the self as well that you're going to want to work with, such as starting to create boundaries, energetic boundaries for yourself, so that way you're not going to get so bombarded by your clients from all of that. And it's going to work in your personal life and in all aspects of life. This is going to help you with that empathic ability, with that clairsentient feeling so deeply and picking it up. You naturally absorb those emotions. The only difference is that
yeah.
they're like you need to start learning to transmute it and release it, because it often gets attached. And then you end up finding after a little while there's a buildup, like you're more irritable than you should be.
Yes.
And, you know, something that
true.
Wouldn't normally bother you becomes like a hot button. And that's because
not true.
Of what you're
yeah.
absorbing from others. And so they're like, boundaries is going to help with that, but also learning a little bit more about how energy flows through you and being
okay.
able to release it back to Mother Earth and to the universe for them to transmute it and bring it back into a positive form. They're also, one of the other notes they told, were giving me while Jan was talking was, while you're doing your master's in counseling, and it's going to take a lot of focus. So they're not like, you don't need to do it alongside, but when you're ready to start also looking into some of the alternative therapies, because they work
okay.
very much in conjunction with counseling and mental health. So it's not like you're going to have to be physically doing it, but the more that you can have the knowledge
okay.
about them and maybe even try a few yourself, it's going to help you with your clients so that way you can give them a more rounded aspect. So they're like, you know, if you have like a person that you're speaking with and you end up finding that there's a lot of emotional blockages and you can only do so much, but some of these other alternative therapies can work in conjunction with. So maybe perhaps you hook up with a really good Reiki master that you're comfortable with, that then you're like, you know what, we're doing the verbal part. Let's bring in someone that can help you with an energy part. And it's
okay.
going to help your practice to be a little bit more rounded, whole, looking for wholeness. So you don't have
okay.
to study them and get certified in all of them, but the more that you learn about them, and you're going to end up finding, connecting with other people, that it's going to help you to be able to bring more to the table for your clients than just the
okay.
standard counselor that's only going by what the book and the theories are. That
okay.
resonate for you?
Yes, it does.
Excellent.
Very nice.
And I will hand you off to Ms. Sheila.
Well, we are down to the last 3 minutes of the show. But as Jan and Jen has spoken about, I see that you're going to get your goals. You're going to, as long as your heart's there, it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you just need to keep focused on that, you know, and the manifesting of it, you know, and do like Shannon had mentioned, and it's all going to fall into place. It absolutely will.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Thank you all.
You're welcome, Liz. You have a great night.
You too. Thank you. Thanks, Liz.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was so fun. God, that was great. Yeah, we
I
have
think we have, we have like 2 minutes. We have an awesome show. We've had a lot of awesome guests tonight. And if you didn't get in tonight, call back next Friday night. We'll all be here hanging out. Hopefully Ryan will be back next Friday. I know Shannon will be here, won't you?
Yeah, I'll be here.
And I think I'll be here because I'm going to do, me and Jan's going to rotate. She's going to do 1 week and I'm going to do the other.
Right.
So,
wonderful.
Is there anything else you ladies
perfect.
Want to say?
Just thank you everybody for coming, and what a very nice show. And the other people, 262-609-862-856, and we're sorry that we couldn't get to you, but please call back next week, and thanks for waiting with us. Oops, 90 seconds.
It's been a wonderful evening, and I hope those that we didn't get to give us a call next week. Find us on Facebook. And there's also the Sacred Embers Facebook group, too, and page. Just scope us out.
Yep. And just know that you're blessed and that you're loved, and to always be in the light.
Excellent.
Thank you, Shannon and Sheila. That went really well. And the other shows that are on Wednesday night is Lynn and Sue for their show, and I temporarily forgot the name. Oh, great.
Divine Connections, isn't it?
Divine Connections, yes. And then DC Love and Eileen Powers are on Thursday night with their show called Angel Antics. And then we have our show on Friday nights, Enter the Light. So we've got it three shows going, and it's all part of the Sacred Embers team. 10 seconds, and so I'm just going to say good night from Enter the Light.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.